This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you here on the Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, for all of your plumbing needs. And this is the guy we wait for every week to come on this show.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass-blocking tackles in all of football.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Tell you what, though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, stop by their dealership for the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in Milwaukee. Go to MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com.
All right, here we go. This is how this works. We get to talk to the Packer All-Pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari, each and every week he comes on. And I guess first things first, Dave, when we talk about where this Packers offense is, seemingly it is somebody different every week on offense, having the big week and starring in this offense and taking advantage of whatever defense you're playing. No Davante Adams this week, and this week it's not Aaron Jones, it's Alan Lazard who's the star of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it just talks about the preparation that each guy has, and honestly going with the hot hand, going with the matchup that's working for that night. And these guys just being ready for when their number's called, and Allen's a prime example of that.
You know, and I'm not trying to be the good guy here or stroke you a little bit, but, yeah, I mean, what? He did play well. But, yeah, see, to me, Leroy, every week it's really been about the offensive line. I mean, I just think when I look at this team right now, yeah, it's different. You know, they know quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, Aaron Jones. Those guys get all the glory. I get it, but I don't know, David. It just feels like that no matter who you put in there or sub in, you're still playing at a really, really super high level.
Yeah, you know, I talked about it last week. The big thing is mastering the offense, truly understanding it. Not only each, you know, having all 11 of us get the offense, but also, you know, having Aaron perfectly, you know, orchestrate it and put us in good positions along with Matt. Yeah, you know, I'll go ahead and say it. His first three games, he's been calling fire plays. You know, he has the hot hand, you know, giving us good plays, giving Aaron the ability to get in and out of what he needs to get into. And, you know, it takes a lot of stress off the individual player. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of, you know, anyone at any point in time as an offensive playmaker can show up week in and week out. And it really, you know, just when we're kicking on all cylinders, it makes everyone's job a little bit easier.
But wouldn't you say, though, because you're 3-0, would this be the, I mean, you've probably had, what, three different starting units in your three games?
Yeah, you know, shuffling
on the offensive line.
You know, between health and getting the five best out there, that's what we're doing. I mean, and it's a tribute to the depth that we have in the room, the guys stepping up and, you know, knowing what to do and you know, performing when their number's called upon. And yeah, again, I'll say it again. Like I said last week, a lot of that goes also to our coach Stenovich and our assistant line coach Buckus.
Leroy, just one more last thing, because I think a lot of people, what they don't understand about the offensive line, it has to work as one unit together, like almost as one person, almost like a chorus line. And I just, to me, I just think it's difficult when you can have guys in and out of lineup, but you are still performing at a high level because everybody really has to be at one and communicate to what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, our position isn't really like a one person can really make the show go. It takes all five. You know, you need to have it's not who's the strongest at one position. It's, for us, it's who's the weakest link. And we have put together three solid performances, and we want to continue to stack those successes, work together as a cohesive unit, and just stay on the same page. Because when we do that, obviously, like you can tell, give Aaron some time, open up some holes in the run game, you know, we can be very dangerous as an offense.
Yeah, Ilzum talk about the maybe it was a lot, I don't want to use the word easier, but I kept seeing that because there weren't fans in the stadium. I think they had 750. That was, you guys had an advantage, which I didn't agree with. People were saying you guys had an advantage. They didn't have fans. There's not, Aaron can do his hard counts. I'm like, well, I thought Aaron always did his hard count and guys still jump. But it looked like one time, David, Aaron was about to call timeout, and he did it when a guy jumped and got the free play. It just, and I'm going to stay with the offensive line for a minute. It just said that you guys have a lot, you have to have a lot of discipline, especially the new guys, when you're going through hard counts and when to go through a free play, you have to keep blocking and not just give up on the play.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes immense concentration. And even when we are in away games with, you know, when we did have fans, we still had a very elaborate silent cadence that we would work through and try to master so we could manipulate the snap count on away games. But, I mean, with no fans there, being able to use the verbal cadence has one, been big, but two, just the communication across the board for us, you know, when the quarterback wants to check or put us into something else across the line, for the offensive line's perspective, just the ability to hear Corey and hear his IDs and if we have to have any adjustments, being able to hear that as a tackle who is on the offensive line, the furthest man away, you know, it's really hard. You know, there's many times I can't even hear him. I just kind of have to know the play, know the adjustment, and hopefully be on the same page. So that has been the one big benefit of not having crowd noise for away games.
Yeah, they real quick, Steve, I apologize. They had a couple breakouts, the Titans and Minnesota. I'm not sure how they're giving you guys the protocol, but have you guys had any conversation in your meeting room when the coaches leave? Guys, when y'all leave, be safe, you know, social distance, wear a mask so we can all, you know, stay safe. Have y'all had those kind of conversations?
You know, I wouldn't say we've had it as like a offensive line room. You know, our coaches talked about it in front of the team multiple times.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then, you know, for us as leaders, you know, especially when I'm talking to a couple of young guys, I'm just letting them know the importance. And I'm like, hey, look, at the end of the day, when you make a decision, and the decision, whether it could, you know, even just hanging around people, not wearing a mask, every action you take outside the facility can compromise or jeopardize your income and your ability to make money. Just that one instance. So, like, I want them to truly understand the gravity of the situation, that going and hanging out in place X, hanging out with person Y, there are repercussions to it, and there is such a repercussion to not having any money coming in anymore for the year. So I think a lot of it falls on personal accountability, and I think guys have stepped up and understood the gravity of the situation and the status that we live in, and especially in Wisconsin with the outbreak going on currently. You know, we need to be very smart. I mean, just today I went to the grocery store and, you know, was completely masked up, washed my hands prior to going in, washed my hands after. You know, just kind of made sure just to do my part and do what I can to, one, personally for myself, for my health, but two, for everyone else. I don't want to be that person to give it to someone else who gives it to someone else that could potentially be compromised for their immune system. I don't think that's fair.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle here on the Wendy's Big Show. So from that perspective, you have this Titans-Vikings thing that happens. For you, I mean, where are you at on, you know, if you had to play one of these teams this week coming off of that? Because they tested on, what, Saturday? Apparently didn't get the results back now until, what, Monday night or earlier today. That seems to be a lot longer than it probably should be if you're playing on Sunday.
Yeah, so we always test Saturday before we travel, and then we play the game Sunday, and then we test again on Monday morning first thing. I don't know, you know, I think it varies for the time, but it's usually about 24 hours, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe a little bit later. But yeah, I mean, it is a reality. You know, I try to ignore it, block it out, control what I can control, do everything I can do, but at the end of the day, I understand the risk that I'm assuming by doing my job. And I just understand the reality of the situation, that this is something that is real and something that is going on in our current society.
Right. And right. I think you did the right thing, though. When you start talking about people money, they listen. You hit them young fellas in the checkbook, they understand where they're supposed to be and what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sorry. Go on.
No, I agree with you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you bring up the money, which is a big part for a lot of guys in that locker room, you know, their mouth begins to close and their ears begin to open up. So it's any way that you can correlate it to that, it really helps them understand the gravity of the situation.
Hey, let me ask you this. 3-0 and playing really well, 13-3 last year. So you guys did well last year, but it just looks and feels different to me. What's the difference between last year and this year, these first three games that you guys feels like so much better?
Offensively for us?
Yes. Yeah, offensively.
I'd say a big thing is just fully understanding the offense. And I think that's from a player's perspective and from a coach's perspective. Mm-hmm. I think our coach does a really good job with the self-scout, self-evaluation, understanding who we are and who we are not, putting guys in positions to make plays, playing to their player's strengths, and not just going through a Rolodex of calls. And then on the other side, as players, you know, we understand what to do and how to go about it fully. You know, anytime Aaron wants to check, any call that comes in, all 11 of us have been on the same page a lot of the time. And it shows through how efficient we've been as an offense, and that will continue as long as we make sure we're efficient, because now we're at a point where we can really start putting our own flavor and mixture on these plays. You know, before it's, you know, we're going to run play X. Now it's Aaron Rodgers is going to execute play X, which then turns into like six different plays, mm-hmm. which is awesome. You know, you talk about Devontae Adams fully understanding not just his route, but also all the routes with the defensive coverage, and then manipulating even in, let's just say, his pre-snap stance, what he may show on film, that one guy thinks he's going to do route X and he ends up doing route Y. I think it's all those things that really come into play that we're really seeing in year two as compared to year one.
Yeah, Dave, let's move to Atlanta. This team has been all over the place. How do you tell these young guys, how do you get them focused past, you know, having to, you know, play down to a team that you should beat level when you see they're 0-3?
Well, I think the first thing that you do is we're not playing down to any team. This team, we want to flip that narrative. This team is 0-3. Their right. record is the complete opposite of ours. But they're a good football team. They have weapons on offense. They have a good defense. And they have a lot of playmakers. They play very hard. The issue has been they've just had a really, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but they've had really bad luck. And they've had bad situational football that has put the team, when it matters most, at a position to win, they end up losing. So I think for that, you know, this is a primetime game. We're going to get their best effort. Yep. And we need to make sure that we don't fall into the trap of, oh, it's an 0-3 team. They're, you know, they're on their heels or on their last limb. Let's go, you know, they're just going to bend over for us. No, that's not at all how we need to go into this. We need to go into this with, we have to take care of business on our end, play our brand of football, and at the end of the day, let the score speak for itself, not hoping that the score is going to get there.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle here on The Fan. Hey, I want to play something for you here. And then after it plays through, I got a question for you. This was Aaron Rodgers earlier today on the Pat McAfee radio show with former Packers linebacker A.J. Hawk. And the story starts out similar to the one that we've heard in the past as far as his speaker going out in his helmet and the fun that he has with Matt LaFleur.
Do you ever call off or wave off any calls coming in from the sidelines in your helmet? Or another move that I know defensive guys have used in the past, you could say your speaker cut out and so you can call what you want. Have you ever done that?
I've done that a ton of times.
Couldn't hear, can't hear.
What do you think?
No, I have done that a fair amount. Every now and then it's real. You know, I can't believe it. And LaFleur thought I was messing around. Last year, the helmet went out three times probably. And he could not believe it. And the second time it went out, he thought I was messing with him. Then I faked one in between the second and the third time. I did the, oh, I can't. And then he was like, oh, my God. You just see him just freaking out on the sidelines. And I was laughing. I was pointing at him like, oh, I'm just kidding. You know? But it went out again. I've had to wear the backup helmet four times, I think, in 2 years. Which, I mean, in the 13 years, let's just say in the 11 years that Mike and I were together, I mean, two, maybe three times in 11 years did my helmet ever go out. And we're talking about three times, four times in 2 years with the floor. He's had some choice words for some of the helmet people during those times. But, yeah, man, I don't know what it is. It's a little crazy. So sometimes that does happen. You got to kind of make up a play based on the personnel that's in. If you know the game plan well enough, you can kind of fit in those parameters, or if you want to kind of go rogue, you can pull something out of your ass. Do you think it's going to work? Yeah.
Okay. So there's Aaron. So I got two things here. First of all, David, what is that like in the huddle when he tells you the speaker in his helmet doesn't work? And then how does that all get determined as far as what you're going to do next? And then B, does anybody else even mess with the Packers head coach as much as Aaron Rodgers apparently does?
So the first question, when we're in the huddle, especially in a game, when those issues have occurred, we never know. Yeah. There's times where he'll try to talk to us and Matt will be calling in or saying something and he'll tell him politely to be quiet or to stop talking in his head so he can talk to the guys in the huddle. So when it does go out, we don't really notice it because he's still in there. I mean, sometimes he may want to adjust something. Whether it's formation or a certain route. So we really can't tell the difference. So I've actually never been privy to that information within a game. With messing with Matt, yeah, he's definitely up there. I'd say that I'd probably put him at the top as respectively he should be.
But you don't mess with the head coach, do you?
Yeah, we did all the time.
David, you don't mess with LaFleur, do you?
I have my fun with him. I'll say that. I like that fun at work. I like to keep it lively, and I bring him into it to a lot of jokes. I mean, a little known fact about Matt. I mean, he's hilarious. Whether he knows it or not, he's hilarious.
Yeah, you saw all those words. They Michelle Tafoya, like she asked all you
right.
guys words to describe him and. And Big Dog says he put monster. I'm like, okay, how does that fit? I said, real quick, we used to call Coach Holmgren Mike all the time. So some guys call him Matt and some guys call him LaFleur. Do any guys call him Coach?
I think how long you've been in the league really kind of dictates that.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
But, I mean, I will say Matt has been really personable on that. He doesn't really like to be called Coach LaFleur. He tries to keep it not as serious. But I mean, you know, obviously with certain guys in certain situations, I mean, if I was a rookie, even if he did tell me that, I'd still call him Coach LaFleur at least a couple more times until he maybe yelled at me. And then I'll be okay. Obviously, yeah. I don't want to be yelled at, so we'll just call him Matt then.
David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle. Monday Night Football next week. So we'll talk to you again next week after you guys take on the Falcons.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Have a good one.
Look forward to it.
You betcha. There he is, David Bakhtiari on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Another football season is here. The Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room, bocce ball, and awesome food selection and drink specials. You'll find all of your favorites on their menu. Loaded burgers, wraps, wings. Good, good stuff. Plus, their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled high with all the extras. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday morning starting at 9. I'm telling you, that's popular, popular stuff right there. Visit their Facebook page or QClubofWI.com for menu and updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Great Lakes Dragway Pickle Lane up next, but first, Michael Clemens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.